Good morning. You ready to do this work?
Yeah.
Woo! Downward dog. What a great fortune it is to have a body, clear mind, and receptive heart to be a yes for this work. I acknowledge you. Being just as you are on your mat. Move your body around. See what your body has to say about being on your mat. The body has a voice. It's called sensation. And you want to communicate directly with the feet. You feel the skin on the feet and the fascia and the muscles of the feet coming to life. Just bend one knee and straighten the other leg. Wake up the calf muscles and hamstrings. Move your pelvis from side to side and shake your head out. Now work towards center. So you can have your knees bent. Fan your fingers across your mat. And from your core, push your hands on the floor. Lift your hips up to the sky. Now relax your neck. Open your eyes. Set your gaze at one physical point in the environment. Let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Move your upper leg to the left. Lift this up. Bring your upper foot to the mat. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the right. Relax your neck. Unclench your jaw. Look forward. Walk to your hands. Flat back. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Maybe use a yoga strap. It's a really good tool to access some more space in between the vertebrae. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the room. Breathe in. Wrap your arms over your head. Lift your toes up. Open your eyes. We have a pretty simple fitness program ahead of us. It's a simple program. It's a breathing practice. Whatever it takes to keep your body well-breathed, you do that. My request is that you stay on your mat. You got to your mat, you stay on your mat, and you'll leave your mat. The body that leaves your mat is a different body that walked in this room, I promise. Bring your hands to the floor. Ground your feet in the earth. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. One om. Reach your arms high. Breathe in. Bow forward. Inhale, flat back. You can have your hands on your shins with your knees bent. Make it up as you go along. There's no way you can do this right or wrong. High plank. You can bring your knees to the floor. Come forward and halfway down, low plank. You can rest your whole body on your mat. Up dog. Down dog. Set your gaze to one point. With yogic breathing, with power yoga breathing, breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. Do the best you can with that. If you're congested, then you might have to breathe through your mouth a little bit. But the heat that you build metabolically is going to shift the whole constitution of your body. You're going to loosen up. Even the lungs will loosen up. Make the sound come from your throat. You want the sound to be like the ocean. And if you can't make it sound like the ocean, just keep moving the air. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk to the front of your mat. Might take a few steps to get there. Flat back. Breathe in. Bow forward. Sweep up. Exhale, bow down. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, high to low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. I got the controls for the fan, the heat, the lights. I'll manage the space outside your skin. The way to manage the space underneath your skin, it's really simple. Keep your gaze steady. That way your brain is not going haywire. Because there's a lot of information coming at you, especially if you're newer, from the outside and from the inside. The whole aim is just to let all these signals get unscrambled by keeping the gaze steady and the brain pacified. Like, out of this doing, am I doing it right? Even do I like it? Who cares? You're here. Breathe in. Breathe out. It's the most important part of practice, just showing up. Walk to the front of your mat. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow forward. Sweep up. Bow down. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. You'll find, you'll discover that the poses we do here in power yoga are really simple. They're not easy, but they're simple. And they're all accessible. We have a saying that power yoga is for everybody. It's not for everybody, but it's for everybody. You just tailor fit the practice, custom fit the poses. Breathe in, breathe out. You just be intuitive and creative around that. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back, bow forward. Thunderbolt is one of the first times that we break with our comfort zone. Bend your knees as much as you can. Discover your tipping point, the edge where you almost drop down and your butt almost comes to the floor. Find that point. Lift your toes up, fan your fingers apart. Now shift your vision up, breathe in, bow forward. Flat back, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Drop your back heel to your mat and stand up. Take your arms above you. The foundation of the pose is where your body meets the floor. So set up your 2 feet so you're stable. Go about hip-width distance, right to left. Spread your toes and fan your fingers apart. Let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Take a huge breath in. Empty it out. Gaze to one point straight forward. Fill up your lungs. Bring your hands to the floor. Low plank. Perfect. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. It seems like the people in the 11 a.m. are in a better mood than the 9 a.m. class. I don't know why. I think they sleep in or they have their coffee. Huh?
Coffee, yeah.
Coffee only takes you so far in yoga, and then you crash. I think that's how it is in life, too. Shift your vision up. Take a huge breath in. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Do you know what else makes you crash on your mat and burn out? Well, I have a couple of them. Trying hard. And then this one, right? This is the good one. A concern for looking good. They'll both burn you out. Drop a concern for looking good and try easy. Discover that. This is hard work, but be gentle with yourself, okay? We're going to keep moving. We're not going to stop. We're going to build some fire. Take a breath in. Empty it out. Walk or jump to your hands. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow. Thunderbolt. Forward bend. Inhale, flat back. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Root down, inhale, go up. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Root down, inhale, go up. Exhale, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. You'll notice this. The way that we discover ourselves as a concern for looking good is that, you know, we want to, in the beginning, it's like we want to keep up with people. Or notice that. You don't have to keep up. It's good when we're moving together, but you don't have to keep up. That's trying hard. Breathe in. Breathe out. You want to discover flow. Walk or jump forward. Inhale, flat back. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Forward bend. Come halfway up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. Root down. Inhale. Go up. Exhale. Low plank. Inhale up. Exhale back. Warrior. Step your left foot forward. Breath and movement of one. Pull the air and go up. Exhale. Low plank. Inhale. Up dog. Exhale. Down dog. Now use your lungs like bellows. Be hungry to get the air, filling your lungs up completely. And when you breathe out, no air in your lungs. Assist the in-breath and the out-breath. We'll do one more sun salutation. Breathe in. Breathe out. All these movements help us breathe. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow down. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog, warrior, step your right foot forward. Go up and go back. Give yourself a stretch. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog, warrior, step your left foot forward. Out of the box of warrior one. Stretch it. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. What you looking at? Lift your right leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip your dog. It's a good place to find your wildness. Controlled chaos. Now the control comes from accessing the floor. Press your feet in the floor and lift your hips up. High plank, spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. You can bring your bottom knee to the floor. That's another way we're a concern for looking good. We'll push ourselves into this ideal pose. Maybe we've seen someone else do. And we thought they were cool, or we saw it in a book and we thought that was cool, so we try to do that. That's not telling the truth. Telling the truth is creating a space you can breathe in and you can relax in the effort. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Sorry. Step your right foot forward. Crescent lunge. Keep your back heel off your mat. Bring your hands to your heart center. Prayer twist to the right. Where your feet meet the ground is where the pose begins, or where your body meets the ground. You can straighten your arms. You could add a block underneath your bottom hand. Five, keep your gaze steady so you stay calm. Four, while you're being squeezed. Three, tighten up your back thigh muscles. Pull them in. Press down, lift up and spin. Warrior two, drop your back heel to your mat and come on up. Extended side angle. Get a scientific observation of your feet. Look down at your feet and put your heels on one line. Half bind. Set your gaze to one point. Five. Now, if you look at your front knee, a lot of you guys, the front knee's collapsing into the front big toe. Stack your front knee over your front heel, your front ankle. Lift your toes up, spread them apart. Now, pin your shoulders to your back. Breathe in. Low plank, up dog, down dog. Is it working?
Yes.
Lift your left leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip your dog. I've always got a sense that yoga doesn't work. What works is we work. We work and we create yoga poses to open ourselves up to be well-breathed. Side plank, spin your heels to the left, take your right arm to the sky. It takes a lot of work to tell the truth in a yoga pose, to play the edge, to not be complacent, to find that space right in the middle. Fan your fingers apart. Effort and ease, right in the middle. Low plank, up dog, down dog. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the left. This is one of the most dynamic fitness sequences in the world. Five. Man, doing these twists, what makes a twist potent is the breathing. Four. That's what makes these poses transformative. Three. It's not the shape, it's you breathing into the space. Now breathe out. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Make the mat space on the left side of your feet even. Half bind. Get a good look at your feet. That's how you line up the heels. Because technically, your heels are always one on one line. Technically. Five. Can you get your joint system stacked on a vertical plane? Four. So the front knee directly above the front ankle. Three. Drop your tailbone down. Lift the front of the pelvis up. Take your shoulders to your back. Breathe in. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in. Empty it out. Look up to your hands and jump forward. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Let's dig deep. Prayer twist to the right. Look down at your feet. This begins the excavation process. The meditation, the clearing process, is putting your attention on the parts of the body or the regions of the body you want to transform. And what transforms the experience of being in a tight space from feeling squeezed to feeling an opportunity is your relationship to the floor. Lift your toes up. Great opportunity right here at the edge. So know that when you want to come out of the pose, there's a psychological surgery happening that you want to disrupt. You're coming out of the comfort zone. You're creating space for something new to move through. Be patient. We'll do 10 counts. If you want to straighten your arms, you can add a block underneath your bottom hand. You could do side crawl, but be gritty. Practice breathing. Five, even if it feels like you can't breathe, breathe anyway. Four, three, two, ragdoll. Separate your feet hip width. Fingers to toes pose. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Pull the crown of your head towards your mat. Ease up and bend your knees and bring your chest or your belly to your thighs. Make it a breathable space. Little by little, keep your belly and chest or chest on your thighs. Begin to straighten your legs and lean in. Pull the crown of your head towards the floor. Let go of your toes. Crow. A yes for crow. Five. Being a yes is the action of taking any micro movement that's going to move you towards your North Star. Four. Every pose is a training to move towards your North Star. Three. Towards what matters most. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Jump up to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the left. Plug up the holes. Gaze at your feet. If your eyes are wandering, your mind's wandering. Set your gaze on one point. The feet, far from the brain, forgotten, a forgotten land, can turn into a wasteland. Your feet, oh my goodness, take care of your feet. Lift your toes up. Just bring them into view. Are you injured? Oh, yeah. No, you're in there. You're in there. You're good. You're good. Now, if your hands are in a prayer, if you didn't straighten your arms, be gritty. Pull your thumb knuckles into your sternum. About 10 counts. Stay with. Do a check-in at the knees. Do you see how the right knee's bending more? Five. Keep them even. The shin's even. Four. The weight in the right and the left leg even. Three, lift off your thigh bones. Two, ragdoll. Separate your feet hip width. Gorilla, walk onto your hands. Lengthen your spine, breathe in. Bow forward. Now be gentle. The way to be gentle is to integrate the body holistically. Every time you do a forward bend, start with your chest or your belly and your thighs. Little by little, straighten your legs so it's perfect tension. Take your hands out from underneath your feet. Crawl. Five. Go ahead. Push yourself a little bit. Go now. Four. Three. Get in there. You can do it. Two. Chaturanga. Good. Up dog. Down dog. Look forward and jump up to your hands. Flat back. Bow down. Ground down, stand up. Take your arms high. Bring your hands to your heart center. Let's clear it. Breathe in. Empty it out. Eagle, bend your knees and bring your arms by your side. Wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. Five. You can have your right toes on the floor. Four. You could wrap your right foot around your bottom calf. Three. Lift your elbows up to shoulder height. Two. Sweep up. Eagle. Five. Four. Three. Two. Sweep up. Eagle. When your gaze is steady, you're more receptive. Five. Your body can think. Four. It's hardwired to move like this. Three. You think less and you'll be more. Two. Sweep up. Eagle. Five. Develop a relationship with skillfulness and action. Four. Not thinking, not analysis. Three. Two. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Empty it out. Breathe in. Clear it. All right, we're doing great. Balance on your left leg. Lift your right knee up and make it square. Stay with your right hand at your knee and your left hand at your hip. Now, this is perfect. This pose, you could extend your upper leg in front of you and take a toe lock. While we're interested in keeping the spine as long as possible in the gaze study, take your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. Choose a point over to the left and see that point and know that you're seeing that point as practice. Gaze forward, lift your arms above you, breathe in, airplane, choose a point on the floor, see that. Be mindful you're not going to kick someone's teeth out because some of you are real close and you don't know it. Half moon. Put a block or stack blocks under your left hand. You can shift the block. Find where you're most stable. Stay here, a half bow. Five. Four. Three. Two. Ragdoll. Bring your hands to the mat. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. Empty it. Breathe in. Clear it out. Standing leg raise. Balance on your right leg. Take your upper leg to the left. Gaze to the right. Bring your upper leg forward. Take your arms above you. Airplane. Half moon. Stay here at half bow. Look at your bottom foot. Yes. Five. Four. Yes, claw now. Claw, claw. Three. Tight, tight. Pull in. Look up. Shine out. Two. Ragdoll. Yes, P. Diddy. Yes. Bring your hands to the floor. Bring your feet together. Root down and stand up. Take your arms high. Bring your hands to your heart center. Empty it out. Breathe in. Clear it. Standing bow. Let's go. Lift your left arm up. Get a hold of your right ankle, your shin, or your foot. Aim. Five. Four. Expansion and contraction. Move with that. Three. Pull your navel to your spine. Press the floor. Lift up. Two. Bring your upper foot to the mat. Standing bow. Get really in touch with the floor. Put the bottom foot on 12 o'clock. Five, little increments of growth. Four, you might add effort and then take some effort out. Three, Two, bring your upper foot to the mat, standing bow. Stay the course. It's just a training and bringing our whole awareness and our intention to bringing our attention to what matters most. And right now, the very instant of this breath, we embrace that. Embrace one point. Hold good space for yourself. Five, and play the edge. Four, from your core, pressing the floor, move your upper shin back, go forward and up. Yeah, bring your upper foot to the mat. Okay. Standing bow. Foundation, foundation, foundation. Your bottom foot, straight forward. Connect with earth. Get your energy streaming out of your head into the physical environment. See one point. I like bending the bottom knee a little bit, then straightening the legs simultaneously. Come up, 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 up here, yeah. Five, up, up. Four, the whole energy lifts up. Your vision up. Three, two, bring your upper foot to the mat. Tree, right in, balance on your left leg. Bring your hands to your heart center. It's the practice of creating inspiration. You are the greatest teacher you'll ever have. The greatest hands that will serve you are at the end of your arms. Powerful bringing your hands together, just like it is bringing people together and being intentional together. Lift your arms above you. We source a lot of the practice through each other. That's why just being here. Fan your fingers apart and fill in the body on your mat up with awareness. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the ground. Tree. Balance on your right leg. Just like you can fill a glass up with water, you can fill your body up with awareness. And really, this is the science of asana practice, of physical yoga. We start with the periphery, the skin, and really what's touching the ground. We keep filling up the lungs with air and emptying. And you'll notice the vitality. Lift your arms to the sky. It's an investment in vitality. Use it and you'll get more. Don't use it and you lose it. Fan your fingers apart. Shift your vision up. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the mat. Reach up. Breathe in. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle. Put a couple blocks to the outside of your front shin. Bring your fingertips and thumb on the blocks. Add 6 inches of space between the feet. Most of you guys, some of you 7 or 8, some of you 5, but break the old foundation. Five, lift your toes and fan your fingers. Four, feel the bottoms of your feet on the floor. From your core, ground your feet in the floor. Now radiate through all 20 digits. Ground down, stand up, face left. Take your arms high. Lower your right arm by your side. Bind your shoulders at your upper back. A strap is good here. Breathe in. Bow forward. You are literally creating space inside your body. From gravity, from heartache, from food, your body gets congested, clogged up, and it's suffocating slowly. All these movements are simple rudimentary movements, but added with breath, the breath's moving in the body, expanding from the inside out, putting pressure on the tissue, the muscles, literally creating space inside of you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Stand up. Face front. Keep your shoulders bound. Pyramid. Fold over your front leg. You'll notice if you adjust your feet a little bit, right to left, front to back, the space inside of your body to lengthen your spine shifts. You want to create more space. So lengthen your spine towards the front of the room. Twisting triangle. Don't rush the process. Switch legs. Five. Yes. Four. There you go. Good. Three. Two. Ah. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Hinge forward. Triangle. Break the old foundation up. Get to the point where you almost tip over, but you don't tip over. You do the work and you cultivate your stability. Go longer. Five. Mm-hmm. Four. Fingertips. Fingers okay. Flat, whatever. Three. Two. Stand up. Good. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Face right. Take your arms high. Lower your left arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Breathe in. Bow forward. Perfect. Over time, you start getting the knack of the sequence. And you realize, wow, this requires very little thinking to the point where we don't think at all. We're just in flow. It's a training, though, like every art on the planet. But what a gift that we can practice and be part of an art and a science that's going to revolutionize our planet. Like, really, starting with you. If not you, who? Your mother? Mm-mm. Breathe in. Empty it out. Stand up, face front, maybe a mother. Bow over your front leg. Lengthen your toes, stretch them out. Twisting triangle. Five. Four. Press down to the mat. Lengthen your spine. Lift up and spin it. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Oh, it's hot. High plank. Lower the mat. Four, three, two, one. Does anybody know there's actually a word, a name given? It's something about hope. It's called hope something. And it's the word is coined for people who think they hope that someone else is going to save the planet. Like, I don't have to do anything about it. Everyone else has got it. There's actually a word for that. And it's really good. It's like hope. It's so good. I wish I knew it. I'll find it. Charlotte, you'll get on that, right? Okay. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Pull all the parts of your body into the center. On your in-breath, press down and come on up. Five. We've got to get energy streaming through our body. Four. So we can connect with the ground. Three. We'll want to get back to the ground. Lift your thigh bones up. Lift your collarbones up. Come back to the mat. Bow. It's good in yoga. We get every part of our body on the ground. Pull your thigh bones to center. Very slowly, move your shin bones back. You're working with an electrical system, and electrical systems don't like jolts of energy. Slow. Flex your feet. Five. You okay? Four. Breathe into your pectoral muscles. Three. Take the sides of your neck back. Two. Come down. Bow. Pull your thigh bones to the midline. Move your shin bones back. So when you pull your thigh bones to the midline, that's constant effort. Pulling in. Five. Four. Can you relax any strain in the upper body? Three. Two. Come down. Oof. Up dog. Down dog. Camel. Five. There's fresh air coming in from the vents. Suck it right down into the base of your lungs. Four. Can you get your nostrils pointing straight up? Drop your head back. Three. Pull these in. Press into my hand cigar. Two. Down dog. Camel. Five. Press your feet down into the mat. Press your knees down on the mat. Four. Three. Move your shoulder blades to the spine line. Push your spine to your chest. Down dog. That was good, Jody. Bridge. Press your feet down on your mat. Lift your hips up. Five. Lace your fingers at your lower back. Shimmy your shoulder blades to the center line of your body. Four. It's broke. Three. Two. Come on down. Wheel. Create your foundation. Ready? Press the floor. Come on up. Five. Four. Three. Press down and go up. Two. Exit with ease. Breathe in. Empty. Wheel. Press the floor. Come on up. Get your neighbor up with you. Can you do that? Five. Four. Three. Two. Come down. You know what else I discovered? Just with people, if you want them to do something, you have to ask them. You have to request that they do it, especially in yoga. So, will you do this wheel? If you can, if it's possible, look, see if you can do it. Ready? Set. Go ahead, dig deep. Be great. On your in-breath, come on up. Like people, a lot of times, unless you're coached or trained into acting with excellence, you won't. You'll be mids. You'll stay at like in mediocre level, just getting by survival. That's how you're trained. So five, four, three, two, come down. Ah. That was good. All right. We'll do more. Ready? Set. Press down. Wheel. Ah, that feels good. Five. Four. Breathe, Oily. Breathe. Three. At ease. Press down and go up. Two. Exit with ease. Ooh. All right. You're getting easier. We'll do two more, okay? You might be getting madder, but it doesn't matter. Ready? Set. Press down. Come on up. Whatever comes up from the body as you dig into it, like fear, anger, frustration, that's all just festering in your body. Pull it out. Excavate. Face it. Five. Four. Go wider with your hands. Three. Wider. Wider. Two. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to your mat. All right. Here's a marked moment, a moment of truth. Let's finish. Let's complete. Let's do good finish work. Ready? Tell on yourself. Set. Press down. Come on up. Act with excellence. 10, 9. Let things burn. Get comfortable in this discomfort. 5. It's okay. 4. It's going to be complete. 3. Press down and go up. Exit with ease. Good job. Awesome. Good. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Right. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. Straighten your legs. Take your arms back. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Empty it out. Pull your knees into your body. And give yourself a back massage. Okay. Dead bug. All right. Core work. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs up to the sky. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Pranayama. Really. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Breathe in. Exhale, come up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Go at your own pace. Let's not let our back touch the floor, though. You want to get to your highest point and then make that your lowest point as you pulse up. It's good training to work with different velocities of breath and to train your body to move with those velocities. Like in a skillful way, you'll burn and you'll cultivate tapas practice. 5 counts. Sit on your forearms, lower your legs 30% towards your mat, 60%. Lift your head and shoulder blades off the floor. Lower your legs 90% down towards the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, lift your legs up, pull your knees to your chest. Bicycle. There's a feeling that, you know, athletes will report on, like being in a zone. You want to discover that, where you're doing the effort, but the effort is, it has an effortless quality to it. Like you're moving right to left, but there's a center, and you're moving from that center. Heat builds when you start cultivating that center. And the capacity to stay with that center determines whether our heart is ready to receive what's right here or not. Stay with the practice. About 5 more counts. Feel the sidelines of your body getting lit up. Lift your legs up. Sit on your forearms and lower your legs 30% towards the ground. 60%. We'll do 2 rounds. Lower your legs 1 or 2 inches from the mat. Go side to side with the legs. Come to center. Lift your legs up. Make an inverted V with your feet. An inverted V with the feet. Lower your legs 30%. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Lower your legs 60%. Lower your legs 2 inches from the floor. Bring your feet together. Crossover. 5, 4, 3, 2. Bring your legs together. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. And twist, take your knees to the left and your chin to your right shoulder. Breathe in. Empty it out. Come back to the middle. Bring your knees over to the right and your chin to your left shoulder. Breathe in. Empty it out. Come back to center. Grab behind your thighs. Rock and roll 3 or 4 times. Get some momentum. Vinyasa, down dog. Half pigeon. Lunge your right leg forward. Your right foot to your left hand. And make an angle in the front knee, 90 degrees or less. Could be a lot less. You know, if you need to, you can lay on your back and do a figure four. If you need any help, just call me over. I'll help you. Put a block underneath your head, maybe one underneath your right hip. If you might not need it underneath your head, you just don't want to hold your upper body away from the mat. It creates tension in the upper body. In fact, it's really the tension that you're excavating from the hips. It's going into the upper body. You want to downset it. So drop everything, the whole body down. Surrender to gravity. And look now with your mind's eye. You got your two eyes closed. Your face is down. And now do a U-turn and look in. You'll have a greater sense of where your body is. You know, it's called proprioception. The ability to know where your body is in relationship to the physical space around it. And relationship to the body itself. So we can locate our hands and our feet and kind of get a sense of that space in between the hands and the feet. Our legs, our pelvis, our torso, the front and back, from the skin in. Breathe into that space and feel your body expand from the inside out. No. Put your feet against the wall. Oh, five more counts. Is there any clenching around the jaw or the hands you can let go of? Breathe in. Empty it out. Down dog. If you're on your back, switch legs. And half pigeon, lunge your left leg forward. You did fantastic work just showing up, staying on your mat, managing your energy. There's a difference between coping with something and managing your energy. Yoga teaches us how to manage our energy. Meditation teaches us how to manage our energy. Yoga practice is all about harnessing energy, not leaking it, looking where it's stuck and blocked, breathing into these tight regions in the body, and then you'll be able to see where it's stuck in your life. Like this, perhaps we're not doing the work that inspires us completely. Like, oh, energy is being blocked every day. I wake up. I have anxiety about, not me. I'm not talking about me. I don't have anxiety about, a little bit sometimes, owning a yoga studio, a couple. There's some anxiety involved in there. But it's just part of the human condition. It's called like a ubiquitous anxiety. It's right underneath the surface for everybody. And until we expose ourselves to whatever we deem as discomfort, and usually in the physical body when we move into this tough tissue or these dark corners of the mind, we develop a relationship with this ubiquitous anxiety. And believe it or not, don't believe it. You got to look and see for yourself to know the truth. But the more you touch into the space where you learn how to relax in the discomfort, and it's a safe space, you know, just digging into the body, these are safe poses, and intuitively you make it safe, and you realize a lot of the discomfort comes from what we eat and maybe what we said or who we hung out with or if we slept or if what we didn't eat. But we get the knack of how to learn how to manage our energy. And this is a big payoff from developing ourselves this way on our mat. Once we leave our mat, we operate in the same way we're trained on the mat. Just like we're operating on the mat the same way we were trained in life. Breathe in. Breathe out. Sit up. Double pigeon. You can stack your shins or you can cross your shins. Fold forward. Now, if you cross your shins, if you have a purple block next to you, put a purple block so it supports the outsides of your ankles. You'll put it right into that little window that your shins make when they cross. If you do double pigeon with the shins stacked up, you might want to put a block underneath the left knee or the left thigh. Ground your sitting bones and roll forward. That's fine. Open them up a little bit. Oh, no. This way. Now fold forward. There you go. Relax your neck. Close your eyes. Really powerful. Be in here in close quarters together in community and not get caught up in the social dynamic, not get caught up in that unconscious training of being a concern for looking good. Relax your neck. Yeah. A few more counts. Get knee, get your feet. Flex your feet. Get them on 12 o'clock. Your outer ankles are collapsed. Yeah, now flex them. Good. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Switch legs. You okay? Is that okay? Yeah. If that doesn't feel good, don't do that. Yeah, don't do it if it hurts. Does it hurt now when you do that, Renata? Does it hurt now? Does it hurt?
No, it's just tight.
It's tight. Relax your neck. Close your eyes. And just like an archer, a master archer would aim for a target and then shoot the arrow and follow the arrow through the air and is in action until that arrow hits the target. And this is how Zen masters trained in meditation. Is they used the bow and arrow, and it wasn't about the bow or the arrow or the target. It was the presence of following through moment to moment, watching a process unfold, being right in the middle of the process and leading that process into fruition. It's the way you cultivate a mental edge in life. Right here, not drifting off, lost in thought, and you will drift off lost in thought. That's how you're trained. You're trained in wild mind. And in yoga, we train ourselves into taming the wild mind and just sitting and remaining like a log. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Seated forward bend. Start with your knees bent. And remember, all forward bends, belly or chest to thighs, that's where we start to integrate the body holistically. Lengthen your spine. Slowly slide your hips back and your heels forward. You've got to go slow so you're not straining. There's a difference between strong tension and straining. Straining is excess tension. That's trying hard. Just try easy. Tighten up your thigh muscles. If your legs shake a little bit, that's okay. That's good, actually. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Inverted table. 5. 4. Breathe into your deltoids. 3, those are the shoulders and the muscles in the shoulders. Lift your hips up, come down. Inversion, lay on your back. And if you want to do a shoulder stand or a headstand, you can do that. Good cool down pose. Just putting a block underneath your sacrum and putting your legs on a vertical line. There's so much healing lining up with gravity. Forgetting about gravity completely it's a disaster. Your shoulders will drop on your chest, your head will drop down, and the whole energetic body starts to diminish. It's like we start waning in vitality when the shoulders drop forward. And there's a practical reason for that, because the lungs get compressed. So all this tightening up the muscles, loosening up muscles, standing straight, aligning our bones and taking our joints to the full range of motion, we start activating the wisdom and the intelligence of the body. And before we know it, we're literally being moved. We've created inspiration. And it's really through respiration. We move that air around the body. We lit the whole body up. And I told you that before. The body that stepped into this room is a different body that walks out. Well, the body that walks out of this room is a different body that walked in this room. Skin is more vibrant. Muscles are irrigated. Do you know if you don't use your joint systems, that's how you renew the nutrients in the joint systems? You got to use them, right? Use them or lose them. You can take your knees to your forehead or your feet to the floor, plow. I'd have to say it's one of the best feelings in the world. The feeling of your body after power yoga. Like drinking water when you're thirsty, that's on the top list. Right? Eating food when you're hungry, sleeping when you're tired. Oh, and power yoga every day. If your knees aren't next to your ears, bring them there. And if you can't, just be where you are. We'll do another 10 counts or so. I tell my new students, do 10 classes in a month. The first 10 classes, 5 classes, 7 classes, it's like you're peeling off layers of tension and stress and toxicity you didn't even know were there. And it can be a bitter pill. But once you get through those first few waves of resistance, there's a tremendous pulling power. It keeps you going. It's momentum. It's vinyasa. It's flow. And clear your space. Bring your pelvis to the mat. Pull your knees into your chest. Give yourself a good squeeze. And bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side and close your eyes. You can put a towel over your eyes. You don't want it draped over your ears. Just over your eyes so no light comes into the eyes. Looking into darkness, really important for the heart, for the brain. Like literally looking into darkness. There's a lot of meditations, looking into the night sky or just going into a room that's completely pitch dark and keeping your eyes open and looking into that. Same way we have a heart to expose ourselves to these difficulties that are just kind of festering in the body. We put the heat on, we start moving, all this stuff comes up. We sit in a meditation and all this stuff comes up. That's perfect. Whatever comes up, let it come up. Keep your attention on listening. Put your whole awareness on listening outside your skin. Be still. When you forget about that and you drift off, start over. Take a huge breath in. Open your mouth, let it go. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. Sit up straight. Let's clear out the space. Take a breath in. Empty it out. One ohm. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together we say namaste. Peace and love. Good work, you guys. Good work. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Go get water. Get some electrolytes in your body. Get some water-rich food. That helps a lot, okay? And one last thing before you get up. When you do get up, stay on your feet, okay? And if you got a strap and it got really wet, put it in the hamper. Otherwise, hang it up like this. And the blocks, you see how they're on that silver shelf? Don't do that. See, sauna. There's blocks in front of her. We're going to stack them up so we can wash them, okay? We dunk them and turpentine and a couple other things. So just put them right there, stack them up. If you guys have any questions, ask me. I'll see you soon, okay? Take care. You're welcome.